kinds of glory that I only know in part. And there is still a longing in my heart. 'Cause you revive me, you revive me, Lord. And revive me, Lord.
Wow, amen. I don't know what you do on the live podcast. I want to clap. I want to praise God right now, but that's just awesome and amazing and beautiful. Christy Knuckles, Nathan Knuckles, Daniel Carson, and Matt Gilder. Welcome to the Passion Live podcast, celebrating the release of White Flag tomorrow all across the United States, but also just celebrating the fact that God is with us tonight, and it is possible for him and all of his power to breathe on you and me and to revive the weary heart, the wounded heart, the broken heart, and to bring us back to life again. That was the message at Passion 2012 in the Dome a few months ago. It's still the message tonight, right now, wherever you are, is that God is a healer and that God's breath is the breath that gives life and power, and he wants to do that tonight. I'm Louie. Welcome to Passion City Church. We're here at 515 in our home base at Passion City, and just would like to say welcome to everybody who's joining in with us all over the nation tonight and around the world. So far, I think 48 states on the Passion Live podcast and about 32 countries. Welcome from China, by the way. I always just love to see China. And I saw a tweet earlier today from a person in Germany. They said, I'm going to go to bed now because I want to wake up. I want to be live on the Passion podcast. So if you made it in Germany, we're really glad that you're here. Tonight's going to be a really cool night. We got so much in store for you guys. We're going to play some acoustic versions of the songs off the new White Flag album. But we also just want to give you an update on what's going on with all things Passion tonight and let you know how you can be a part, how you can continue to be a part of the movement of what God's doing. And first thing you can do tonight is just maybe let your friends know that we're online right now. So you can tweet if you're on Twitter, Facebook, if you're on Facebook, at live.268generation.com. That's where you are right now. Obviously watching us, you knew that already. But if you could just send a little tweet or a little Facebook status update just saying, hey, I'm watching the Live Passion podcast right now. It's at live.268generation.com. Come join me. Be awesome to have some of your friends, family, neighbors, relatives, whoever, jump on with us tonight while we're going to be just thinking about the faithfulness of God, the amazing things we've seen him do, and the ways that he's still at work in our lives and through this movement, and how he's going to continue to lead us on as we head back to the Dome, Lord willing, for Passion 2013. It's going to be a pretty exciting day. So tonight, I just want to give a little shout out. We're going to talk about Passion Vancouver in a few minutes. We're headed there, I think it's 11 days from now, something like that, March the 23rd, Friday night, Rogers Arena. But there are people in Vancouver tonight who are going to be praying for Passion Vancouver. In fact, they're gathering at Rogers Arena. I was told that it's a rainy, cold, windy night in Vancouver, so it sounds like a Vancouver night. And these guys are going to be out prayer walking around the arena tonight. So if you're close by and you're downtown, you want to intercede with them, I'm sure they'd love to have you. If you see some folks just drifting around Rogers tonight, you'll know that's Passion people, and they're out there preparing the way, praying for you and for all of those people who are going to be a part of that night. We'll mention that a little bit later, but I just want to give a little shout out to you guys that are praying. We're praying with you tonight. I know a lot of people still got the wristband going. Mine has shriveled up into I don't know what, and it finally cracked and broke, but it's always nearby, and it doesn't take a wristband to pray, but some of you still, yours are still working and rocking, which is fantastic. Mine bit the dust right after we started 72 Days for Freedom, so it's kind of interesting. That was the day it broke, but not too far away. But we just want to remind you guys, hashtag white flag all night long, all day, tomorrow long, everywhere you are tomorrow, hashtag white flag. We're trying to raise that up sort of as our statement to the world that we've surrendered everything to Jesus. And then hashtag Passion 2013, that's a long ways away. And we're going to be giving away some registrations later tonight. I'll tell you how you do that. Going to give away some tickets to Passion Vancouver a little bit later tonight as well, and I'll tell you how you do that. So stick around for the whole deal. But I just want to say, what an amazing thing that we finally made it to the release of the White Flag album. I've never seen more excitement. I've never felt more excited about the release of anything in my life than I have this CD. And we left Passion, and our Six Steps Records team just immediately went to work to begin to put all this together so that we could relive the moments that we shared there. And then the album finally got put together. Packaging finally all got done. Ended up looking just like this, and we were so excited to have it. And then we had to wait for, you know, the wheels of the world to turn, those things that we have no control over when you release an album. And finally, it's here. I know some of you got it in the mail today. A lot of you guys were digital all access users. And if you don't know what that is, and you've seen a lot of that and heard people talking about it, when you come to Passion at the Dome, you get a chance to buy this little digital all access code. And it is the greatest deal going. It gives you all this amazing content from the conference all through the weeks that follow. And at the end of that, you get a digital version of the Passion album, in this case, White Flag, downloaded right to your computer. And you get one of these in the mail. So amazingly, a group of people just in the other room over there at Passion City sent out 25,000 of these guys in the last few days. They've been arriving at mailboxes all over the country. You can see that on Twitter all day today. It's been so exciting. If you didn't get a digital all-access pass, you are still going to be okay, because tonight, somewhere around midnight, iTunes is going to release this. The deluxe edition on iTunes is actually an amazing thing. You don't want to miss that. And every bookstore in America will have it tomorrow, at least a bunch of them, and you can get it there as well. There's a lot of places to get your hands on it. And for those of you who have a digital all-access and you've been asking, when is it going to drop? Is it going to come tomorrow at noon, like most of the digital all-access content? We think somewhere during the live podcast tonight, we should, you know, flip the switch, push the button, and let it download into your computer. So be ready for that at some point during the podcast tonight. But I just wanted to share something with all of us tonight, just thinking about this idea of White Flag, because it gives us such a great jumping off point to really talk about the heart of what Passion is all about. And I love the fact that we're able to rally around this song, this anthem, White Flag, but I love what it represents. And what Chris has said a lot of times when he set the song up, he said, you know, in most cases in battle, at the moment you raise your white flag, that's the sign of defeat. Surrender means defeat. It means you've lost. It means you're going to be taken captive, and it's going to be a downhill road from there. But in our economy, in the kingdom of God, things are upside down. And in the kingdom of God, to raise our white flag doesn't mean defeat. It means just the end of us, which is not that great to start with, and the beginning of a new life with God, where there's all kind of possibility that we could never achieve in and of ourselves. And it reminds me tonight of the words of Jesus himself, and speaking about his own death and talking about his own path. This is what he said to his disciples in the Gospel of Matthew. He said, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for me will find it. For what good will it be for a man if he gains the whole world, yet forfeits his soul? Or what can a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man is going to come to his Father's glory with the angels, and then he will reward each person according to what he has done. And so Jesus is giving us this roadmap, right, to life. He's saying, if you want to have life and you want to really fully live, then the way you do that is you raise up the flag of surrender. What is that saying? It's saying, you know, I'm not going to be able to do it. I can't live this life. I can't navigate this path. I don't have the power, the strength, the resources, the energy to be what God wants me to be. And as long as I keep trying, as long as I'm in charge, as long as I'm the one who's calling all the shots and making all the decisions, as long as it rests on me, on my ability, on my wisdom, on my strength, as long as everything's resting on me, my life is going to come up short. It's always going to be less than what God has in mind for me. But what an amazing King we have, King Jesus. He's the kind of King you want to surrender to, because he has nail scars in his wrist and his feet. He's already given of himself and surrendered to death for us that we could have the fullness of God. And so when we come to Jesus, there is no fear. There's just, hey, it's either going to be me in charge or you in charge. It's going to be me trying to live this life or me letting you live your life in and through me. And so I know what I want to do. I want to surrender to you. I want to raise up my white flag and say, I can't, but you can. And I love that message. You know, following Jesus isn't about making a decision at some point in life and then knowing, well, I'm a Christian from here on out. Following Jesus is like breathing, and it's daily, moment by moment, every opportunity saying, I can't do this. I know I will fail if I do this in my own strength. But Jesus, I know you're alive. I know you're real. I know you're here, and I know you've got power. And so I want to trust you right now. So the white flag, it's like, it's not a daily flag. It's not a weekly flag. It's not a one-time at passion flag. It's a right now flag to say, in this moment, for me to win, I've got to surrender to you. For in this moment, for me to experience victory or fullness or life or power, I've got to surrender everything to you. And I want to do that because I know when I make that move towards you, then all of the fullness of you comes to life in me. So we just want you to know we're praying for you. People say, you know, passion's a four-day thing. Everybody gets excited, all these tens of thousands of people in the dome, but that's not real life. And I say back to them, no kidding. That's not real life. That's just an amazing gift of God that we all get to experience together as a generation. Real life's what happens when you walk out the door. Real life's what happens when you realize that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's the same right now in this room as he was in that room. He's the same right now wherever you are as he was the way that you experienced him and felt him when you had all those thousands of students around you. And so tonight, I just want you to be encouraged. You might have stumbled. You might have fallen. Your heart may have had some knocks since then. There might have been some twists and turns in the road. But I want to encourage you tonight. I want us all to be encouraged tonight that Jesus is real. The same Jesus that we worshiped in that place is real tonight. And all you've got to do, all I've got to do is just put our flag up and say, Jesus, I need you. I need you right now in my life to bring the fullness of life. And we'll experience the same Jesus now as we did then. I love it. The song that leads off the album, by the way, it's called Not Ashamed. It is just a full-on party. And I wish we could have a full-on party, but we're doing a little more of an acoustic thing tonight. And Christian, party. We can still party, right? Can you party sitting down? Is that possible?
Oh, yeah. We can have a party sitting
down. So I would love it. I know we got a long ways to go tonight, but I think people would love just to kind of relive that moment of Not Ashamed. And can you tell me really fast, you know, all of a sudden we've got Not Ashamed, and then we got this cool little tag.
Yeah.
But is that part of Not Ashamed? How did that happen and how did we get that? I love it.
Yeah, yes, it is. It has become a part of Not Ashamed.
It's officially now a part of Not Ashamed.
It's officially now a part, but I think it came after the fact. But I think it's just a way for us to come at the end of that song and say, we're not ashamed, so we will be that city on a hill. We're not ashamed, so we are the light, you know? So it's beautiful.
Awesome. I love it. Let's just give him a little taste. This is the acoustic version of Not Ashamed's leading track. White Flag's leading track.
That's right. That's right.
Not Ashamed.
All right.
Running through my heart, shame has lost its grip on me. The glory of your cross shining on my soul, grace has got a hold. Thank you.
rooftops, say, from the rooftops, say, from the rooftops, say, no, I'm not ashamed, I'm not ashamed, from the rooftops, say, from the rooftops, say, from the rooftops, say, I'm not ashamed, I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed of the one who saved my soul. No, I'm not ashamed of the one who saved my soul, my soul.
Come on, clap couch, along man. Wherever you are in the world right now. I love it.
I just Thank like you to guys. Picture people dancing all over the world.
Yes, people were doing their little thing, you know. Some of them are in class right now with their earbuds in, so the dancing was a little minimized. That's awesome, beautiful. You know, talking about being a city on a hill, that's what Passion 2012 was all about. We raised up this cause for freedom. And we rallied together to raise our voices for those who can't speak for themselves. That's the 27 million men, women, and children around the world that are trapped in slavery right now while we're on this live podcast. And it was beautiful to see the heart of God rise up, not just in songs and messages, and we're all having a great time at the Dome, but God's heart rising up in us to say, look, this can't be anymore. Indifference is not an option in our generation. And I just want you to know what happened there as we rallied around these causes we had and lifted up our voices for those who have no voice. It was unprecedented the way God began to move. In fact, I was just in meetings in Washington, D.C. this week with members of the White House staff and the State Department, and they heard your voices. And the president has got a desire to get behind this issue. And I believe that now is the time. I think Passion was just a tiny part of so many organizations who have already been at the forefront of fighting for freedom. But I believe now is a special time. It's a unique moment in our lives. And tonight we just want to celebrate that. And we've got Bryson Bogletans, who's the chief steward of Do Something Now. And he's actually out on the parking lot. Bryson, are you out there? Can you hear me?
Yeah, Louie, I'm out here. It's actually raining. I'm in the parking lot at Passion City Church.
Why are you out on the parking lot if it's raining out there?
if you cannot see behind me right now, there is a 103-foot hand out here. It's unbelievable. And if you were at the Dome with us, you know that this was a huge part of Passion 2012. This symbol of freedom rose up outside of the Dome. And students got to actually write a prayer and write a message on what makes up the hand, which is this symbol of freedom. Because many of the things that are on the hand are commonly made by slaves around the world. And we couldn't keep it in front of the Dome. We couldn't do that. We didn't have the permitting to do that. And so we worked really hard, and we found a way to put it up in the city of Atlanta as a symbol of freedom. And so it's right here at Passion City Church. It's up for 72 days. If you're anywhere near Atlanta, you need to come check it out. But what happened at Passion 2012 was absolutely extraordinary, as you said, Louie. It's just unbelievable to see what happened in those days. And if you don't know the story is this, is that we asked students to give $1 million. We weren't just asking them to give, but we're asking them their entire heart, their entire life to take a stand for freedom for the 27 million. And the students from Passion 2012, from all 50 states, from 31 countries, rose up, like you said, unprecedented way. And they gave over $3.3 million.
Unreal.
We were just blown away, not because we ever counted the students out. Never once did we count you guys out. We just loved the fact that you guys went for it. Because you got the heart of it. The heart of it was not just a one-time thing. The heart of it was this ongoing taking a stand for freedom. And so I was just a few weeks ago, I got the chance to go to 5 different cities around the world and meet with some of our partners on the ground. We originally were hoping to fund 6 causes with $1 million. And now we, with the 3.3, actually just the first 2 million, we were able to fund 19 different causes. And wow. These people on the ground that were on the ground providing prevention, rescue, and restoration, they were blown away. And so I just took the message of Passion 2012 and saying, hey, there's a generation in the United States and around the world who's saying, hey, we're with you. We're with you on the ground. And they were blown away, and they wanted to say thank you. And rather than me just saying thank you for them, we shot this video so you could check out them saying thank you to the students at Passion 2012 for your unbelievable generosity.
You know, we talk about these causes, and we come to events like Passion, and it's all about you know, what we can do. And I just wanted to rally around these organizations who work around the world, and to be able to give of the things that God has given to us, to be able to do things for people who have no chance to do that for themselves. And then, you know, he starts seeing the reality of it, and it's not just organizations anymore. It's not just a goal. It's not dollars anymore. It's people's lives. And I just want to say what an incredible privilege that God is giving us in this generation to not be people who sit, you know, in the comfort of pews and within the walls of churches and say, man, let's just get more for us and so that we feel good about our lives and live in the safety of our little Christian environment. But thank God that he's breaking us out of that, and he's sort of awakening a new generation of people who say, you know, this world needs to hear that there are people who love Jesus enough to want to bring the freedom and the hope and the life and the power of Jesus to them wherever they are, at whatever cost it takes. And, you know, we've been celebrated because university students gave $3 million, and that's unheard of. Google gave 9, but that's over time. That's over a several-year plan, but you gave $3 million, and it's been celebrated. But the truth of the matter is that we've got to give millions and millions and hundreds of millions of dollars, and we need people to pray, people to go, people to invest their lives so that real people right this moment tonight, that are living in an unimaginable darkness for most of us, an inconceivable darkness for most of us, can hear us coming with the message of freedom, with freedom on our lips and freedom in our hands and freedom in our footprints as we come quickly to their aid. I love being a part of it. And I just want to say thank you. They said thank you, but we all want to say thank you. You know, we had this $1 million goal, but if you didn't know already, I'll tell you now, we knew you'd blow that goal away. And so we had another $1 million worth of causes already ready for you at Passion 2012. But not only did you blow the million away and the 2 million away, but you blew away our whole plan. And so we had to work pretty hard over the next few months after Passion to say, what do we do now? We don't want to just sit on this money. And we had an incredible conversation with some of the leaders, some of the leading freedom fighters in the United States and around the world. And we launched something called 72 Days for Freedom 15 days ago. We're in the 15th day today. And two Monday nights ago, right here on this very stage, this whole house was filled with people from all over the city of Atlanta as we launched the 72 Days for Freedom by raising the freedom hand out in the parking lot that you've already seen. And we were able to give on your behalf from Passion 2012 $1 million gift to a partnership between International Justice Mission, IJM. That's who we're praying for on today's prayer focus on 72daysforfreedom.com, a partnership between International Justice Mission and slaveryfootprint.org. Justin Dillon, Gary Haugen were both here. And they're going to be working together over the next few months to the end of this year to do some incredible things I can't wait to tell you about. But it was such a privilege and what an amazing miracle to say, here's $1 million grant from college students. They've already given $2 million to these 19 other causes, but here's $1 million to go and do things that you've only been dreaming about doing. And Bryson, we launched 72daysforfreedom.com, and that's a way that everybody can participate tonight. Tell us a little bit about what's behind that and how can all of us get involved right now?
Yeah, Louis, the coolest part about it is that it was started by college students in the Dome, and it continues to be a message here in the city of Atlanta with this 100-foot hand that's behind me. But even beyond that, you know, this 72daysforfreedom.com, you can go anywhere in the world you are right now. You can go there and engage. And even if you gave at Passion 2012, or if you didn't even hear, you didn't even know about Passion 2012, you can now join in the story that was started by these students in the Dome. And so 72 Days for Freedom is a place of action. That's it. It's, you can get information there, but it's really a place of action. And the first thing we're asking all of you to do tonight is to go to 72daysforfreedom.com and to sign a petition. It's a petition asking President Obama, if this is only for those of you that live in the United States, to ask President Obama to use his influence and to use his position to take a stand for those that are stuck in slavery today. And then after that, we have more opportunity for you to give. We have two causes, an awesome cause right here in Atlanta, and another cause that's in Vancouver, Canada, that we're going to highlight at Passion Vancouver. But people are already giving. People have already given over $40,000. And what we're asking you to do is to give $1 a day for 72 days. Louis said we're on the 15th day today, so you still have time to catch up. There's 72 days, and give. You can give right now by going online. And then we're asking people to pray. Every day there's a new thing to pray about. So you just log on to the website every day and check out how you can pray specifically for the freedom movement. And then we are making the entire freedom film from Passion 2012 available for you to download it with this really helpful download film pack where you can ask questions, show it to your church, show it to your coworkers. People were tweeting today about showing it in their class at their university. And so there's all sorts of options with that. And then there's so much more on the website. I'm telling you, there's all sorts of PDFs to download, action things that you can do in your city, whether you're in LA, whether you're in Boise, Idaho tonight. There's something that you can do to make your story be a part of this freedom story. And 72 Days for Freedom is that it's bigger than college students. It can happen all over the world. And we're asking that you would join in with us for 72 days. And we're, like Louis said, we're 15 days in. So it's exciting. What's happened is exciting, and what's ahead is even more exciting. And so we're thrilled. Louis, I know you're excited about it as well, and you have something else to share.
Yeah, I just want to encourage everybody. I love what Bryson's saying. Everybody can get involved in 72daysforfreedom.com. In fact, start using that hashtag. We want the hashtag white flag to be everywhere tonight and tomorrow. But in the next few weeks, as we go through up to May with 72 Days for Freedom, use the hashtag 72 Days for Freedom. There's already a nice little stream going, a lot of conversation around that. And we're not the only people. I mean, we know that. We're not the only people raising up the freedom cause. We're just a little voice in this big story that God is doing around the world right now. But I just want to remind you that the traffickers are praying tonight. If they were praying, what they would pray is, I hope this whole slavery thing is a fad. I hope this is just another one of those things that everybody gets really hyped up about. It's the cool issue of the day. It's trendy to be about that thing. But next year, the next year, it'll be another thing, another topic, another cause, another focus for everybody. And we can go back to doing what it is that we're doing right now, exploiting and using and abusing people for our own gain. And I hope the message that we send to the traffickers is, this is not a passing thing. This is a bad news moment in time for the traffickers of the world, because it's not just about 4 days at Passion. It's not just even about the 72 days for freedom. This is about a lifestyle. This is about us waking up to a whole life commitment to doing whatever it takes to completely bash in the darkness and to bring freedom and liberty to people all over the world. So go sign the petition. We got 20,000 signatures to go to our goal of 72,000. Where do we get 72 days for freedom? We're reversing the 27 million number into a positive 72. And so 72,000 signatures we want to take to President Obama. We already have over 52,000. And maybe tonight you guys can help start pushing us over the edge. Get your friends, your coworkers, your teammates, your dorm suite mates, roommates, boyfriends, whoever. Get them on board with us. And just one last thing as we go to the break, I want to show you this video that we shot. Talk about raising our voices. We shot this video at Passion 2012. Matt Redman and Linz West wrote a beautiful song called 27 Million. It just went into the charts in the UK. In fact, it's in the UK pop charts right now, released on iTunes last week in the UK and in the United States. You can go and download the song right now and support the cause at iTunes. And just about any country you're watching for, just search for the song 27 Million, Matt Redman. LZ7 is who will come up under it. But we recorded this amazing, beautiful statement in the dome, 45,000 of you raising your voice for freedom. This is a video. If you haven't seen it, check it out. You can find it on YouTube, but we want to show it to you tonight. It's part of the live podcast, 27 million video. Take a look. I had a chance a few days ago sitting with some people who, you know, have the ability to make some pretty major decisions about what's going on in the world. And they were trying to get a read on this young generation. And they're like, you know, your passion, what's going on? And I said, I'll let you see what's going on. Just have 2 minutes. Can I just show you something? It'll give you a glimpse of what, you know, what this generation looks like, the language that they speak, the way they want to raise their voices up for freedom. And I just popped open my laptop right in this meeting of all these folks and hit play. It was so incredible just to watch the light. Wow. And I think, you know, sometimes it takes an image, and that's such a powerful picture. And just want to say thank you to Matt Redman and to Beth and Linz and Lucy and all the folks who are behind that. The whole video supports A21. All the proceeds go to A21. And it's just beautiful to see that thing trickling its way all throughout the world and culture and the charts and through the church and through your lives. It's on YouTube. You can find it just by searching 27 million. I want to encourage you just to use it, show it as much as you can, just to let people know, look, this is not just a few people, you know, standing on the corner with a little sign that says we want to see freedom, but this is a generation that's rising up, and it's really beautiful, and that generation apparently is rising up tonight. We finally got Vermont, so welcome to someone from Vermont. We're so excited you completed all 50 states. There are 39 countries linked on with us right now. We've got a little bit coming. In fact, we're still going to preview a few songs from the White Flag album coming up in just a few minutes. So live.268generation.com. Maybe your friend's just getting out of class, just getting out of their meeting, just getting off work, and it's time for you maybe just shoot them a little text and say, hey, still a little bit of time on the live podcast. Why don't you come join us? Chris Tomlin's coming in just a minute. Christy Knuckles, Christian's coming back. Daniel, these guys are going to bring a couple of the songs from the album to us, and so you don't want to miss out on that. But speaking of the dome and speaking of raising our voice for freedom, Lord willing, we're headed back to the dome January 1st through the 4th, 2013 for Passion 2013. That's hashtag Passion 2013, and we're already excited about what God is going to do. It takes a long time to prepare something like we experienced in those 4 days. And so our team's already hard at work. Some of our team's in the room right now. You can't see them. They're off camera. Cheryl's over here, and some of our other Passion events team are in the back, and they're all helping sort of facilitate what's going on here. But we're already hard at work preparing for you. And basically what I want to say to you tonight about Passion 2013, if you're over 25, you need to come be a door holder, hands down. You just need to figure it out and come join our team. If you you're 18 to 25, a high school senior, or in that 18 to 25 window, you need to figure out how to be in the Georgia Dome. We are going to take another swing at this whole slavery and trafficking issue, and we're going to rise up with our voices. And what we would love to do is to tear that curtain down and to fill the dome up for the fame of Jesus. And that's really up to you. It's not up to us. We don't have enough marketing horsepower. We don't have a slick team behind us. We don't have any little gimmicks that we can do. The way that's going to happen is simply because you say back to us, our generation wants to fill the dome for the fame of Jesus. We're going to do it. We're bringing our friends. I had no clue when I got there last year. I've told everybody I know about it. I'm bringing people from my fraternity. I'm bringing people off my team. I'm bringing people from my school, from my town, from my church. And that's the way it's going to work. And we'd love to make a way for a few of you to come tonight. So far, several thousand people have already staked their place in the dome, and that's really exciting. And I just want to say to you, if you're thinking about coming, you better hurry, because we only have 65,000 seats left. So if you're thinking you're going to come, you better jump in there fast. Just a little bit of a joke for all of us, but it's going to work one of two ways. We're either going to have that curtain and we're going to pack it out with another 40, 45,000 people, Lord willing, or we'll tear that curtain down and we'll fill the whole thing up. We just don't have anything in the middle. It's either one or the other. The way we have to pre-rig because of football games, it's either all or nothing, really. And so you guys can help us know that. But we want to make it possible for a few of you to come tonight. And so we're going to give a scholarship, a free Passion 2013 scholarship right now to someone that's watching. And we're going to give you a second scholarship so that you can bring your friend. And preferably, this is who you're going to be. Before I tell you how you're going to get this, this is who we'd like to participate. Preferably, you're not loaded. So if you're just completely loaded, let someone else come along. But the other person, you're like, Louis, we're college students. None of us are loaded. Some of you are loaded. That's just the way it works. But preferably, you wouldn't be loaded. And then you've got a friend in mind that you've already been talking to about it. And they're thinking, you know what? I think I want to go. But you know that the registration is going to be a hurdle for them. And so for you to be able to say to them, hey, I got a free registration and I got one for you, we're going together, you know that would seal the deal for you. And we're going to give 25 of these away right now to the first people who tweet back to us with the hashtag. You got to tweet this phrase, I want to bring my friend to the dome. So that's the phrase you got to get in. I want to bring my friend to the dome. Hashtag Passion 2013. Hashtag white flag. So two hashtags. I want to bring my friend to the dome. First 25 of you, we'll let you know with a direct message. If you don't hear from us, that means you probably didn't get the scholarship, but go for it right now. We'd love you to be a part. And I just want to challenge you. You know, I never count you out. And we as a team, Shelly and I have never once in our lifetimes ever counted out university students. We have watched you over decades rise up and do things that baffle normal people, but we knew that you had it in you. And that's been from our earliest days of serving students at Baylor University and all of our days through Passion. And so I don't want to count you out. And people say, do you think you can fill the dome? And I'm like, I think these students can do whatever they want to do. So if that's what they want to do, that's the way God is stirring their hearts, then that's what's going to happen. And I just want to tell you right now, we are not going to spend a truckload of money and we're not going to spend a truckload of our energy trying to figure out how to fill that dome. We're asking you to do that. If that's the way you want it to go down, then you let us know that. And you say, well, how does that work? It means that somewhere like early fall, if it looks like you're going crazy, we'll start making plans to tear the curtain down. If it gets back to school time in the fall and doesn't look like that, then we've got to make a call. We've got to make decisions. We just keep the curtain up. So it's going to be your call. That's really how it's going to go down. We're planning for whatever, but you'll help us determine what we're going to do. And just want to let you know that, just want to encourage you to keep praying for Passion Vancouver. That's the very next step for us. The Dome in Atlanta is a long ways away, but Passion Vancouver is right around the corner. We'll be in Rogers Arena, the hockey arena, right downtown Vancouver. Over 8,000 people have already bought a ticket, so I know there's going to be a lot of people there, a lot of people waiting for the last minute. I wouldn't encourage you to do that. If you're listening in Vancouver tonight, you need to jump on board, but we want to give some tickets away to that as well. So we're going to give 20 free tickets to Passion Vancouver tonight, and the way you're going to get those is you're going to say, hashtag Passion Vancouver, hashtag white flag. That's all you got to do. Put that in your tweet. Send it to Passion268 at Passion268. That's where we are on Twitter, obviously. And so if you'll send hashtag Passion Vancouver, hashtag white flag, first 20 folks, we're going to get you a free ticket to the 23rd of March, Passion Vancouver. It's going to be myself. Christian's going to be there. Chris is going to be there. Crowder's going to be there. It's going to be a phenomenal night in Rogers Arena. I want you to be a part of it. And so for right now, a lot of you are like, I was at the Dome. I get everything you're talking about. Some of you are like, I wasn't at the Dome this year. You keep talking about the Dome, the Dome, the Dome, the Dome. I wasn't at the Dome. Well, I want to show you a little bit of a glimpse video. We released this on Digital All Access, the full version, which is amazing. But here's a glimpse of the glimpse, just a few minute version. This is going to be up for you to watch on YouTube a little bit later on. We're going to release the full glimpse version on March the 22nd. We want the Digital All Access folks to have a chance to see it on their own for a while. On March 22nd, the whole version will be released. But here's a little glimpse tonight of the glimpse to let you know what God was doing at Passion 2012 and to get us ready for what's going to happen as we head to the Dome January 1st through 4th of next year. Take a look. So that's just a little glimpse of the glimpse of Passion 2012. It's hard to put in to a video what happened over those days, but our team's done an amazing job. In fact, I think it'd be appropriate for you wherever you are, just, you know, you might be with a friend or just by yourself. It might be kind of weird, but I think it'd be awesome just to give a little round of applause to the Digital All Access team, from all of our crew here in-house, our Six Steps Records team, video producers that we've used from all over the country and literally around the world to help put these videos together, all the content that's come down to you, and then this glimpse video just being released. And then tomorrow, White Flag releases everywhere that you can get your hands on music. And so if you didn't have the Digital All Access, look for it on iTunes tonight. There's a deluxe version of this on iTunes that I think it's like $11.99. It has all the songs. The songs, by the way, if you just dropped in with us and don't know what's going on, Not Ashamed, White Flag, Jesus Son of God, How I Love You, All This Glory, First and Last Time Ever Played by the David Crowder Band, right here on this album. Lay Me Down, You Revive Me, One Thing Remains, Yahweh, Sing Along, The Only One, I'm still going, Mystery, 10,000 Reasons, and No Turning Back. And so all those songs, obviously, on the deluxe version on iTunes, but also the video of the world edition of How Great Is Our God that Chris led at Passion 2012, one of the all-time greatest musical things that's ever happened in life, honestly. That video is on the deluxe edition, the 27 million video that you just saw on that edition. The last talk called Fearless is also there, the photo video from Passion 2012. So, I mean, come on, that's a great deal. I think around midnight tonight, I'd just be watching iTunes. As soon as they go live, you'll be able to download that. Or you can pick this up at a Family Christian store, Mardell, Lifeway, Walmart, I think, maybe anywhere you look for music, just ask them, do you have White Flag? And as you hear the song on the radio, give a little shout out. You know, you're not supposed to call the radio stations anymore, so don't do that. Don't call your radio station and say, would you play White Flag? But if you hear it, give a little tweet with the little radio station's Twitter address and say, hey, thanks at whoever for playing White Flag. I loved hearing it in the car on the way to school today or on the way home from work. But incredible. We're so excited. We've been praying over this, believing for it. It's more than music. It's more than an album. For us, it's the power of God, the voice of God, the life of God, the freedom of God, the Spirit of God, going to people all over the country. And we're praying that it's going to bring that kind of power to people everywhere it goes. And speaking of everywhere it goes, guys, this is pretty crazy. We've got 1,835 campuses linked in with us right now. That's pretty phenomenal. So that's a lot of homework that should be going on right now that's not going on. So thank you for that. And you can get right back to that in just a couple of minutes. We've got just a few minutes left on the podcast. All 50 states, 44 countries. And a lot of you are telling us as you're tweeting that you're on a mission trip somewhere. This is spring break for you. Some of you are on spring break. And just a little shout out to the spring breakers. I love that people on spring break are sober. I love that you are in your right mind. And I love that you're linked onto the Passion Live podcast and being light wherever you are. Keep that up through the rest of the night and the rest of the week wherever you are. And a lot of you guys are on mission trips around the country on your spring break and you're linked in with us. So way to go, carrying the name of Jesus to all kinds of places around America and possibly around the world. We're praying for you guys tonight. Excited for you to be on the podcast with us. It's pretty awesome. So guys, I just want to say congratulations. We don't have the whole representation of White Flag right here, but we got a, sort of a core. And you throw Redmond in there and Crowder and Charlie and Nathan, of course, who was out here earlier. You guys have done something phenomenal, and you've written some incredible songs. And I can say that because I watched it happen. And I really believe this is the best album Passion's ever done. I know that's crazy to try to compare things, but I just want to say thank you to you. And I think all these people watching tonight want to say thank you. I think people just want to say, way to go. We somehow, I think, can forget that you guys are mere mortals. And because it's like, oh, another great song. Oh, of course. Oh, it's another great song. Oh, it's another great song. And another one, and another one, and another one. But I watch you seek the Lord. I watch you get on your knees. I watch you dig into the Word of God. And I watch you open your hands. And then we all watch God do the miraculous. And he just drops these songs out of heaven. Maybe that's too strong. Some people are like, how do you know they came right out of heaven? I believe he drops them out of heaven and drops them into your hands. And then we get to carry them to the world. It's pretty awesome. And I want you guys just to play a few things. What are you going to play first, Chris?
Sure, we'll play, I think we'll play Lay Down.
You know, okay.
This is a song that we wrote probably almost a year ago, a little over a year ago, thinking about passion and what could happen, you know, and in those days. And it was really fun, you know, just thinking about this song. This is kind of one of those songs you grab your acoustic guitars. I thought this would be the great college song because you just get in your dorm room, grab your acoustic guitars, and play it as fast as you can play it and play it as hard as you can play it. And so that's what we're doing here. We have, of course, with the on the record, it's full band, but, you know, use your imagination wherever you are and grab something, hit on it, grab, you know, pick your own beat, however it goes. But here we go. This is Lay Me Down. One, two, three, four.
It's been a while from the depths, from the high. I will bring a song to find. With these hands lifted high, hear my song, hear my cry. I will bring a sound. Thank you.
It's a party anywhere, man. I love it. I love it. It's a party on the acoustic podcast. That's so cool. So cool. Anybody jamming out at home? Who, raise your hand if you're just jamming out just a little bit during that right there. I love it. Some people like doing a little dancing in the little commons area where they're eating their meal at the campus. You know, it's so cool. Exciting. So this next song, Chris, I think it's like one of the biggest songs maybe for the church right now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, White Flag obviously is the title anthem of the album. But this song is a song that I know when we sing it here at Passion City, it just comes with all this force, and it feels like a hymn almost for the church. Tell us about Jesus, Son of God.
This song's called Jesus, Son of God, and you know, you never can write enough songs about the cross, about what Jesus has done, about our salvation, about our life in Him, about the resurrection, about, you know, and I think that's the central, that's the core of everything. That's the reason we have a song. It's the reason there's passion. It's a reason that, you know, because of what Jesus has done and set us free, we can, it causes us to want to set others free and the whole world to be free. And this song really comes from that, because it's just all of what Jesus has done. And there's a line in the song, every time I sing it, it's just like, you know, it says, forgiveness fell upon your face, a crown of thorns to mock your name. Forgiveness fell upon your face. A love like this, the world had never known. And I think about when that line kind of, when I was writing that line, and just, you know, I was thinking about the blood that would come down Jesus' face from that those crown of thorns, and how it was just this mockery of Him and who He was, and that blood running down. And then I just remembered Hebrews saying, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. And I thought about that forgiveness running down the face of Jesus, just the blood running down, and you know, it just causes you to sing. And there's something amazing, freeing about singing when we sing and just singing His name. And I love that singing, He's the Son of God. And I knew when I got to be a part of this little song with a couple friends that this was one of those songs that, you know, there's good songs, there's great songs, and there's God songs. And this is a God song, I really think, because it goes past, way past a conference. It's way past anything we would ever dream, yeah. You know? And I think any church could play this song on any Sunday, and the choir and the robes to the most rocking band to whatever. And it's just that, has that great, it's just what we all want to sing and say. And so I'm so thankful. I mean, when I heard it on this record just a few weeks ago, when I got the copy, I got it a couple weeks ago. I'm sorry I got it before you guys, but...
Shocking, you got the copy before the masses. Amazing.
But I've been listening to it for a couple of weeks, and this one, when it just gets to the end and you hear the people singing Jesus, Son of God, again, I was just in my car just floored by this and just the beauty of the sound. And so, I thought we'd just play it and sing it, and just wherever you are, just, you know, I hope you find yourself just kind of being free in this moment, just to sing to God and sing to Jesus and who He is.
Sacrifice, Jesus, Son of God. on the altar of our praise, let there be no higher name. Jesus, Son of God, you laid down your perfect life. You are the sacrifice. Jesus, Son of God, on the altar of our grace, let there be no higher.
Yeah, I love the power of that. You know, I love the dome. But that's just as real right now as it was then. It's just as real in this moment. Five people, two acoustic guitars. It's just as real right now. It feels just as true to me right now as it did then. And I think that's the power and the beauty of this movement. We're a part of this Jesus movement. It's not about events. It's not about passion. It's not about where you are. It's about whether Jesus is present in that space wherever you are. And we're just so excited you guys are with us tonight. And we just want to pray for you. We're going to do one more song. And at the end of that song, for all you digital all access people, we're going to flip a switch and a little bit early, rushing into your download stream is going to come white flag, and you're going to be partying with all the other people up and down the hall. It's going to be awesome. But I just want to mention, we got so many people here: United Kingdom, Mexico, Brunei, Philippines, Guatemala, New Zealand, Australia, Italy, Portugal, South Africa, Japan, Slovakia, Indonesia, and on and on and on. And we just want to reach out to you tonight and tell you that, you know, you're not alone, and we know that we're not alone. That's what's really cool about this. A lot of times we say, oh, you're in Brunei, and you're tuned into the Live Passion podcast. We want you to know you're not alone. But what it says to us tonight is that we're not alone. That the church is alive all over the world. It's alive where you are. We're a part of what's happening where you are, not that you're a part of what's happening where we are. God's doing something all over the world. These guys, Daniel, Chris, and Matt, just came in from Canada. Yeah. They're touring across Canada, east to west. They're going to meet up with us in Passion Vancouver. Started out on the Maritimes, you were telling
beautiful.
Me.
Beautiful.
And most beautiful people you've ever seen.
Moncton, New Brunswick. It's in the Maritimes. Unbelievable people. If you're listening, what a night. What a
I hear people moment. Cheering right now in the Maritimes. I hear them going,
we just
yes!
kept playing songs. We just kept playing songs because they were like, we're not done. And it was just so beautiful. I love being, I love just, when you see the world, you know, and just getting around to the different cultures and around the world. And in the same heart, the same passion for God all over the world. It's just, it's so beautiful, so powerful. And it's amazing to be a part of it. And like you said, it's incredible to be just a small part of this massive story of God.
Incredible. You guys played the other night in Toronto, one of our favorite cities mm-hmm. as Passion.
Yeah.
And
it was jam-packed with people. I mean, they just couldn't, they stopped letting them in. You know, it was just so amazing, just people behind us. And it was beautiful to see the passion of people's hearts, you know. And in that city, Toronto, one of the most international cities in all the world, you know, just you look out and it's just a, it's just all you see, all the kingdom of God, you know, just in among all the people and so many languages represented and so many different beautiful people and just playing the songs. And again, just being a part of the story of God just that way. And here we're on a beeline for Vancouver, you know, in a couple of weeks, just with all these amazing university students going to fill up that arena.
It's going to be incredible. So I just want to say thank you to you guys. These guys have been away, did a little run in Eastern Canada, made it home late yesterday,
yeah.
out here singing at, you know, late at night and sound amazing. Christian's been to Lake Charles, Louisiana, another one of our favorite international cities in the world.
Not quite the Maritimes.
But it was amazing. Christy down in Fort Lauderdale, all of us rocking it out here at Passion City, and you guys, you know, going for it wherever you are in the world. We got folks on from the University of Miami, University of Tennessee, trying to represent all of our conference friends, University of Wisconsin, starting to sound a little bit like the March Madness, Chris Davidson, East Carolina. Got to get Belmont. A little shout out for Belmont, by the way, and into March Madness again. That's pretty cool. University of Oregon, West Coast. And then we've got all four number one seeds watching tonight.
Are you
so
serious?
Time for our picks, everybody.
Oh, come on.
Do you know who the number one seeds are, anybody?
I do.
Yeah, you do, of course. We've got Syracuse.
Yeah.
The Orange are represented. Kentucky Wildcats in the house tonight. University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, Tar Heels in the house tonight. Anybody? Tar Heels, maybe? No? No Tar Heels. Okay. Well, should we take a vote? Should we come on record? Should we go for it?
I'm not scared.
And then we've got the Michigan State Spartans. That's your top four seeds, Christy, for March Madness, the basketball college tournament starting any day now. Because they've expanded it, Krista. How many teams?
68? 68.
68 this year. 68. So we're getting a couple of small schools getting a shot at making it, playing their way into the dance. So, Christian, who are you going with? Did you know?
I'm going to go with the Spartans.
Going with the Spartans of Michigan State. Look out. Mr. Gilder does – going with the Tar Heels. I love it. And I want to tell you, folks, if you're a Tar Heel, you that could be a good sign for you right there. Because Matt still doesn't know what we're talking about. but he will soon. Daniel, you want to come with anything?
UNC is always a good bet.
UNC is a good bet. Chris?
I'm going with the Wildcats, Kentucky, or I don't know.
Christy, how about you?
Uh-huh.
All right, great. And Brad, I'm going to let you shout out here. The Tar Heels. Okay, there is a team here that actually has green and white colors, and you are a Stripe Green community group leader, and you're abandoning Stripe Green right now and going with the Tar Heels.
I get this last note in here.
That's amazing. So here's one more note just to let us know that we've got Finland, and Finland asked for a shout-out. So can we just give a little shout-out to the Finns?
Hello, all you amazingly northern, beautiful people.
I mean, some of the most beautiful people in the world. Scandinavia is represented tonight, and Finland is in the house. That's pretty cool. Lots awesome. Of people at the University of Florida, Florida Gators, University of British Columbia, which is one of the schools going to be represented awesome. In Rogers Arena, and Simon Fraser, one of the other schools that's in Vancouver. So awesome having you guys on. Final Four is coming soon, but we want to pray for you guys. And we want you to know that Passion for us is not like we show up at the event and then we forget about you. But we think about you. We're all over the country. We're all over the world. And as we're traveling around the world, traveling around the country, we're thinking about you guys all the time. And so we want to pray for you tonight, whether you're on spring break. Some of you are and you're struggling already. Some of you don't need to be on spring break. So, you know, let the old guy say that. So a few of you need to pack up the car tonight and head on out from spring break, because this is not going to play out well for you. Some of you are there and you're with friends and it's going to be amazing time, rest and replenishment and just sharing with each other's lives. And that's incredible. We want to pray for you. Some of you on mission trips in the city. Some of you here in Atlanta doing mission projects. Some of you are in Central America doing mission projects. I know some of you are in New York City. We want to pray for you wherever you are. And then some of you are at school. Some of you are not even in school. Some of you just doing the thing. You're a mom. You're an older son or daughter, a little kid that got on, a high school student, a middle school student. We just want to pray for you, whoever you are. God knows what's going on in your world right now, and we want to lift you up in the name of Jesus. We want to spur you on. We want to encourage you that Jesus is for you, and that if you just raise up the flag tonight, just raise up that white flag tonight, that Jesus will rush into that space of surrender, and he'll do what you can't do. That's the beauty of it. He's not asking you to do the impossible. He's asking you to let him do the impossible, because with him all things are truly possible. And he wants to bring that to all of us tonight. And so let's just pray together. And if that's you, you know what you want to receive from God. So just ask him, Lord, come, rush into my world right now. And Lord, we're just praying in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for this Passion generation, this 268 generation. But even broader than that, we praise you tonight for the Jesus generation. It's not constrained by cities or by nationalities or by ages or demographics. It's people all over this nation and all around the world tonight, whether they're in Florida or Finland and everybody in between, who are saying, I want my life to count for the things that matter most. I want my life to count for Jesus. And God, I know that a couple of months downstream from the dome, and even a couple of months into a new year, people have experienced setbacks. People have run headlong into failure. Some people have slipped back into things that they thought they had said goodbye to. Other people have just experienced an incredible wind of your Spirit blowing them on like never before in these months. And for all of us tonight, Lord, it's the same prayer. For everybody on the podcast tonight, it's the same hope. And that hope is, Jesus, will you come and do in me and through me what I cannot do in and of myself? I surrender all thought that I can be good enough, all thought that I can pull it off, all thought that I can be righteous, all thought that I can follow you in my own strength. I can't, but you can. So I just say again tonight, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And so we thank you. Knit our hearts together in faith as we shout out for freedom, as we pray and gather in Vancouver, as we start praying as this march toward the dome, as we serve your people and broken people around the world, as we rest, as we study, as we work, as we play. Unite our hearts for the fame of Jesus. That's our prayer. In Jesus' name. Thank you guys so much for being with us tonight, taking time out tonight. We're going to go out with White Flag. Albums out tomorrow, everywhere, iTunes in a few hours. Digital All Access is going live as soon as this screen goes to black. So you'll be able to go and download that, all you All Access users. Man, we're just so excited to be with you tonight. We love you. We are for you. We can't wait to see you either in Vancouver, somewhere else down the journey around the world, or back here in Atlanta for Passion 2013. God bless.
We live the cross, did I?